You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. Thanks so much for getting down and grooving with us tonight. It is the Shine Lord Radio Show, inspirational and motivational and conversation radio right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is amazing and incredible Sunday night, the first Sunday night of the brand new year of 2021 that we are live. So we are super excited about it. And glad that you are here with us. This is an incredible and amazing Shine Lord Radio Show. We just experienced Brand New Day with Emily Blue, an amazing and incredible show. Her, Emily Blue, and Deanne Lax, of course, MC that extraordinary show, inspirational and conversation radio every single Sunday at 7 p.m. Absolutely extraordinary show. And then, of course, right here on Shine Lord Radio Show, where you can get the best of inspiration right here as well. Extraordinary music, ministry, all kinds of great and amazing things. So tonight you are going to be inspired, motivated, and informed, all that great stuff. Tomorrow, of course, we've got the Morning Grind and the Key at the Unplugged Show, one at 8 a.m. and the other at 8 p.m. So y'all tune in to everything we've got all week long. But this is the Shine Lord Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network, and you can find us every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. My name is Kia D, and I am your host for tonight. Mr. T. Smiley, who's also our host for tonight, he is on a small little vacation break. His daughter's birthday was this past Friday. Shout out to the incredible super princess Amaya and her amazing self. We want to definitely say happy birthday to her, and as well say congratulations to Mr. T. Smiley for doing an amazing job this weekend on just a great birth, just a great dad. Awesome birthday love he gave to her. So awesome shout out to him and his entire family. So for doing an amazing job of what they do with their, and just all those beautiful children that they have in their family. So it's just so super fun to be a part of We Talk Radio and what we're doing for 2021. You guys stick around next month, which is, of course, Black History Month. We're going to be celebrating and doing some amazing things, giving away some amazing prizes, lots of cash. We're going to be doing that right here next month. But you have to be tuning in to every show to win. See, what's going to happen is they're going to give out a keyword every single show. And whoever has that keyword for every single show at the end of the week, you're going to send that in to us. And whoever is the first one to send that in, every keyword, is going to win that cash prize. There's also going to be some merchandise, all kinds of great things that we're giving away. So stick around to We Talk Radio Network. You can also find out about the extraordinary giveaways and things that we're going to be doing on We Talk Radio Network social media pages. And you can find us online on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and Twitter. And you can look up We Talk Radio, and that is all one word, WETALKRADIO. And you can as well go to YouTube and type in We Talk Radio Network, and we are there as well. So again, we thank you so much for joining us tonight, being here with us all over the globe. You've decided to join in and let the Lord shine his light in your beautiful home tonight, and we're super excited about it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We're going to have some extraordinary an extraordinary word for you tonight, as well as some amazing music. So enjoy the show, and we'll see you guys. We'll be back in just a few moments right here on the Shine Lord Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Wonder if you're gonna make it, wonder how long it'll take, and when you ever get through. live that they are experiencing some issues as well. We'll try to go back in and share this message from Facebook to YouTube after we are done this morning. But again, I'm glad that you are here. Pray that you're well. As we do each week, we share communion. So if you have not already retrieved those items that you would like to, those elements that you would like to share with us in communion this morning after the message, then you can go ahead and get those items and you can share in communion with us this morning. Before we go into the Word of God, which will be coming from the book of Proverbs 16, I invite you to pray with me this morning. God, we thank you for this privilege that you give us again to share this, your word. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing for your people, God, and all that you promised that you would do. We bring before you, God, ourselves. We bring before you, God, our cares, our concerns. We petition your presence, Lord, with so much that is happening. We need, God, your abiding presence. We need, God, for your deliverance. God, for you to speak in a time where things are so uncertain. Lord, we pray, God, for your strength, your presence. We pray, God, for your power as we now bring forth the word of God. Bless me, God, and keep me. Pour into me, God, those things that should be said according to your will. I glorify you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 16 and 9. Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 9th verse. These words are recorded by Solomon. Just one verse. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. A few weeks ago, my wife and I discovered with our travel partners the reality that our annual vacation would likely go unfulfilled this year. Like so many others, there is frustration that travel plans have either been rescheduled or simply canceled. Family reunions, family trips, and long-awaited getaways have all come to a screeching halt. Even those who plan to wed have been forced to either downsize their celebrations or seek alternative measures to accomplish their intended goals. As we stepped over the threshold from 2019 into 2020, many of us envisioned, we created resolutions and planned for a new year that would be like none other. People planned vacations, exercise regimens, the purchase of new homes and automobiles, moving into new apartments, a new residence, starting new jobs, graduations from high school and from college, celebrations for birthdays and anniversaries, businesses planned for expansion, increased staff, greater advertisement, promotions, budgets. We've all made plans this year. Even the church has planned new ministries, renovations, workshops, trainings, baptisms, baby dedications. And with 158 days left in 2020, we stand with a wing and a prayer, hoping and believing that this season, that this pandemic will soon pass. The most common phrase used by people since COVID-19 has become, "I can't wait, I cannot wait until this is over so that I can." And you can fill in the blank, because we have all thought about what we could not do and have said what we plan to do once this season of COVID-19 is over. The key to all that I have said so far focuses on the plans that we make. We are guilty of still planning for an I wish tomorrow while immersed in a pandemic today. Jesus in John 6 and 34 warns about the excitement of building on tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. 132 days have passed since our normalcy of life was violated. With each passing day, the thought of the coronavirus magically disappearing has been abandoned. New worries of tomorrow are set to break through at the dawning of a new day. Unemployment numbers are expected to rise as the pandemic lingers. The anticipation of more evictions due to persons unable to pay their rent and mortgage continues to be forecasted. Acts of racism and violence expected to surge across many U.S. cities from day to day. People of color will be continually harassed, profiled, and attacked because of the color of their skin. The right to peacefully protest by all will be debated. The immoral act to abolish the Affordable Care Act during a pandemic will remain on the forefront of partisan conversation. And the anticipated number of people who will contract and die from the coronavirus is expected to escalate. We talk about the troubles and the trials of today, but tomorrow does not seem to look any better. Can things get any worse than they are today? I believe that it is the reason why David asked God the question in Psalms 13, how long? How long, Lord, will you forget me? How long will you look the other way? How long, Lord, must I struggle with the anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my tomorrow mirror my today? How long? In our text of Proverbs 16 and 9, Solomon acknowledges that at times you will have to plan things out, try things out, and even start testing things out. We will all have to make plans. Plans as we see fit, plans to accomplish and conquer, plans according to things that will appeal to our eye. We have all made plans. We will all make plans. Plans that sometimes centered around the success of others. Plans due to boredom and even a hunch. Plans made because we want to do something different. Plans that are sometimes made in immaturity. Each of us have made plans. Each of us will make plans. There is nothing wrong with plans. However, the writer wants us to know that the plans must meet the expectation that God has commissioned for our lives. You should not get upset when God determines your steps in a different direction from that which you had hoped for and dreamed. You must believe that God wants the best for you, even when it contradicts your wants and desires. God in Jeremiah 29 reminds us that he has plans for us. Jeremiah says, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. As born-again believers, we do not live yoked to the common process of human reasoning. We do not copy the behavior and customs of this world because we have been transformed by the renewing of our minds. We have a relationship with God where we believe that we are the apple of God's eye. Colossians 3, 1 through 3 says that therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, share in his resurrection from the dead. Keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep focus habitually on the things above, not on things that are on earth, which have only temporary value. For you died to this world, and you and your life, your real life, your new life is hidden with Christ. We can make plans. However, because Christ is our life, it is Christ. It is God who determines, who directs, and who establishes our steps. Your plan may look good on paper. It may be great and even grand. But if it's not the Lord's will, if God does not bless it for your life, If God has not said that this shall be, God will not put the strength in you to pursue it. There are folks whose steps are worn because they have been pursuing people and pursuing things that God has intentionally put out of their reach. It is not that God does not like you or love you anymore. It's not that God is trying to punish you. Listen, it is because God likes you. It is because God loves you so much that God is keeping those things away from you. God will revise the plan that you have written if it has not beneficial for your walk with him. Somebody should be rejoicing this morning that God has kept you from a plan that you thought was for your good, but later found out that it was for your bad. That plan that you prayed for, saved for, sacrificed for, not knowing 5 years later it would have broken you, hurt you, destroyed you, and possibly even killed you. Praise God for denying the plan that you were praying for and ready to give up everything for. God, through tough love, had to let you go through some things and allow things to unravel in your life so that he could get you where he needed you to be. When God's ways become your ways, you will step not only where he leads, but you will allow him to architect and orchestrate his plan in your life. Solomon says we can make plans, but it will not happen without God's permission. God will always do what is best for us, even if it means our feelings getting hurt. We can make plans, and we make plans, but God determines our steps. God navigates the waters for the best path for us to reach the goal without being broken. Why is God so meticulous in the steps that we take in achieving the plan? And that is the subject this morning, meticulous steps. God wants for us to be careful as we tread upon this life, as we walk upon the plane of life. God desires for us to do it in a careful way so that we can reach the intended goal. A few things that I need to share with you from this text. First, God knows what is in between the plan and the finish. There are some things in the planning process that you can imagine you will face along the way. But there are also some unexpected stuff that will arise to challenge your faith, determination, patience, and peace of mind. The in-between stuff between the plan and the finish, the in-between stuff from the time you start to the time you are supposed to finish will arise in your life. That would challenge your faith, that would challenge your understanding, that would challenge your will and your desire to keep moving forward. We can make all the plans that we want, but sometimes the plan that we have made have not been carefully thought out. So God comes alongside of us, and God helps us to understand and to be able to make it through the different challenges, the in-between stuff, the unexpected stuff, that will rise that challenges us. Unexpected stuff as a car breaking down or losing a job or becoming ill or death of a loved one, unbudgeted repairs, unexpected stuff are those things that happened which gave you no warning of its coming. Have you ever been just blindsided by something that you did not see coming? It is the unexpected stuff, the unexpected messes that arise, that come, that hit you so hard that you didn't even see it coming, that you couldn't even brace for its impact. The unexpected stuff will cause you to scramble. The unexpected stuff will cause for you to panic. The unexpected stuff will cause for you to cry. It will make you wonder how you missed the warning signs. Unexpected stuff. Your plans have been good. You thought about it, but along the way, some unexpected stuff happens. But not just unexpected stuff, but also some unsuspecting people. people who hide their jealousy, people who hide their agenda. They are friends or family members who fly under the radar of suspicion, who say they are cheering you on but plotting to pull you down. Unsuspecting and not suspicious people, because you have been with them through thick and through thin. If anyone has your back, you believe that is them. You have cried with them. You have fought with them. You have gone to jail with them and for them. You have defended them. You have shared secrets with them. You have taken them in when they didn't have anywhere else to go. You have babysat their kids. You have given them clothes off your back. The unsuspected people who turned out, who were working against you when they tried to isolate you from others. They were only working to manipulate you. The hurt pierces the soul even more, because you realize that your enemy has now become, your enemy was once a friend. There are some things and people that are lying ahead working to keep you from reaching your destiny. Some in between hardships, some in between disappointments, some in between chaos, some in between pain, and some in between confusion. But the good news this morning is that God knows where it is. God knows when it will come. And God knows who will bring it. When you trust God to determine your steps, you may stall, but you will not stop. You may fall, but you will not fail. You may doubt, but you will not give up. If God is for you, the unexpected will have to bow, and the unsuspected will be defeated. For there is nothing that can keep you from your greatness. The in-between places happen in life. The unexpected things happen. The unsuspected people will come your way. But when God is working on your behalf, there is nothing that anyone can do that can keep you from going forward. God is meticulous with the steps that we walk, because God knows that there are some pitfalls ahead. The second thing that I see in this text is that not only does God determine our steps because of the in-between places, but God is meticulous with our steps because of the treasure that he has already placed within us. Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Paul says that God has put inside each of us our moral bodies, a treasure that is from God. A treasure is something valuable that is hidden or kept in a safe place. Treasures are often hard to find because they often are hidden in places that are not obvious. They do not stand out. Sometimes a treasure can be hidden in plain sight because the container that holds the treasure does not look like it's worthy and able to hold anything of value. Listen, God has put a treasure in a jar of an earthen vessel that does not look like it's worthy to hold anything of value. God has put his treasure inside of people who he loves and who he has blessed. God has put his treasure deep down on the inside of us. And even though we have done some things that are not worthy to hold the treasure, God still blesses us inside these earthen vessels. God has put a treasure inside of each of one of us. Some vessels God has put it in are cracked, they are chipped, they are broken, and they are even missing pieces. Some vessels have been mistreated. Some have been kicked. Some have been thrown around. Some have been mishandled and even abused. Some vessels are dusty. They are unkept. They are lonely. They are isolated and even have been ostracized. Some vessels lean because they have suffered through depression, sickness, abuse, incarceration, divorce, unemployment, and homelessness. The container appearance in many cases does not look like it has anything good on the inside. I do not know who I'm talking to this morning, but far too long you have allowed what you have gone through to determine your value. You have been defined by how you have lived, what you have done, what you have gone through. You have been mistreated like you are worthless and irrelevant. You have lost your shine. You have lost your smile, and you have lost your hope. You may not believe it this morning, but God has put a treasure inside of you that is more precious than silver and gold. The vessel that is holding the treasure is equally valuable than the treasure. Let me say that one more time. Somebody needs to know that the vessel that's holding the treasure is equally valuable than the treasure that is on the inside. As a matter of fact, it is because of what you have gone through that the treasure has kept its value. You have gone through some stuff, but you have not depreciated with God, as actually your storms and your struggles have allowed for you to come through and become what you are. Job put it like this: when I have gone through, when I've made it through, I shall come forth as pure gold. Your stock has skyrocketed because you have persevered through the tough times of life. There is a treasure inside of you. That is God. That is why God will not let you live any kind of way and will not allow for you to walk any type of way. God knows between the plan and the finish, there is some unexpected stuff and some unsuspecting people who would try and rob you of your treasure. You are valuable to God. I have value. You have value. I may not have it all together every day, but I'm still valuable to God. And because God says it's on the inside, I have to walk meticulously with God. I have to walk careful with God. I have to walk, God, with dignity. I have to walk with pride. Glory to God. I've gone through some stuff, but my value has not diminished because God loves me for who I am. And God loves me. He loves me. He loves me because of who I'm getting ready to become. No one else may believe or think, believe in you or think much of you, but you are valuable to God. We face the in-between stuff. We have a treasure within. The third reason why God determines our steps, the third reason why our steps are meticulous, is because God does not want for us to miss the eternal reward. I mentioned that earlier, that every plan has a goal. The goal of every believer should be eternal life. Philippians 3:14, Paul says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. There's a story of a father and son who were traveling from a hunting trip, but were met by a violent snowstorm. With visibility diminishing because of the snow and the undriven road covered with layers of ice, the father decided to stop on the side of the road and walk the remaining 2 miles with his son home. As they began to walk towards their home, the little boy who was walking next to his father began to slip and he began to fall. After several times of trial and error, the father told his son not to walk beside him anymore, but to walk behind him. As they began to walk, the little boy's footsteps began to step into the father's footprints. And soon two footprints became one. When the two finally made it home, the young boy began to tell his mother and his siblings what happened. He talked about the snow. He talked about the ice. He talked about how they had to pull over on the side of the road. He talked about where the car was left. He told them that Daddy told me, after I kept falling, the son walked behind me. Somebody needs to know, if you do what the Lord wants, He will make your steps sure. It will not matter how slippery, how imbalanced, how crooked and rocky the road may be. The little boy told his mama and his siblings, I began to walk the way daddy wanted me to walk. Suddenly there was a knock on the door. When they opened the door, it was the sheriff, and the sheriff, knowing because it was a small town who owned the car, said that he began following the footprints. And he became wary because after a while, he only began to see one. And the little boy with joy said, you only began to see one when I started walking with the dad, with my daddy. Somebody here this morning, you have made plans for your life, but you have not been walking in daddy's footsteps. You have decided to branch out and do your own thing, and you have hit some slippery places in life. You have hit some imbalanced places in life, and you cannot reach the eternal reward of home because the plans that you have made are not a part of the Father's will. You made some plans, and you've been wanting to do it on your own. You've made some plans, and you keep stepping out, trying to handle things on your own, and you keep saying it's all about God, but every time you fall, you realize that you're not walking in the Father's steps. This little boy said, we made it home because I was walking in my daddy's footsteps. That is what God calls for us to do. The meticulous footsteps are the precise steps that God wants for us to follow and to walk in as we are trusting him. So many people in this day and time are falling by the wayside. So many people are venturing out on their own, and they're not trusting God the way that they should. They are not walking with God in study of the word, in prayer. They say that they believe in God, but they're not walking with God. You cannot make it home. You cannot receive the reward that the Father has for you if you will not walk in the Father's footsteps. Finally, someone this morning needs to know that Daddy needs to walk ahead of you. He walks ahead because there are some dangers that he knows that you will encounter along the way. And we should praise God this morning that there are some things that God has kept from us. Things that if they would have reached us, things that if we would have followed the plan the way that we wanted to follow the plan, we would have fallen. But God who walks with us and God who walks before us will make the crooked places straight and the rough places plain. Are your steps with God? Are you in step with God? Are you trusting God? Are you walking with God? Have you put all your trust in what's going on with man? Are you believing in the things that people are offering, things that are saying to you? Have you ever been blindsided in life? Unsuspected people and unexpected stuff coming along. Where are you in your walk with God this morning? Where are you in your relationship with God this morning? Because that's what's most important. When you have relationship with God, God will order your steps. God will give you the direction in which you need to go. You can make all the plans that you want. But if God is not directing your steps, if God is not determining your steps, if your steps are not precise with God, your journey will be much harder. Your walk will be impossible. You need God. You need God. This world is hard. And you cannot make it on your own. Family will forsake you. Friends will leave you. Jobs will play out. Opportunities will close. But there is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And I invite you this morning to receive him. If you do not know him, And if you have made a confession in your life that you know him, but you realize that you are not walking in the Father's steps, I pray this morning that you would receive the challenge to receive him in your life, to rededicate your life back to God. It's simple. Ask God to come into your heart. Ask Jesus Christ to reign in your life. Accept him not just as your Savior, but accept him as your Lord. Because when Christ becomes your Lord, he will lead you upon a plain path. The things that you plan for, they can happen, but they cannot happen without God. And that's what I stopped by to tell you this morning. God has to be in charge. God has to be first. God has to be the one that is leading you in the path of life. Accept Christ. God, I want you to reign in my life. God, I want you to keep me. I want you to lead me. I didn't say anything about God blessing me. I didn't say anything about God prospering me, because when you have the Father, you have it all. When you have the Son in your life, you have everything that you need. And when you have the Holy Spirit, it is that Spirit that will keep you when the path of life seems lonely. Let's pray together. God, for your word that teaches us, God, that we cannot just walk any kind of way. As born-again believers, as people who are seeking to trust you and people who are seeking to follow you, God, there is a standard, God, by which you have called for us to live. Not the standards of the world, God, but the standards of the kingdom. And God, we realize that sometimes the plans that we take time to make, the plans that, God, we desire to happen so bad don't happen, God, because you have gone ahead of us. And you've seen, God, the things that we're going to that are going to entangle us along the way. We glorify you, God, that you give us opportunities, God, to do great things. But God, we do not do those great things on our own. We do them only because you lead us. So God, your will becomes our will. That God, you do not conform to our plans, God, but we conform to your plans. That God, we conform to your will, so that we may live an abundant and blessed life. I thank you, God, for this word that reminds us, God, that our steps must be ordered by you. That God, you love us so much that you don't just allow for us to make the plans and run out the door and do what we want to do, God, but it must be in your will. And God, not only must the plan be in your will, but God, we must be in your will. Give us a spirit, God, to trust you. Give us a spirit of humility. Give us a spirit, God, to submit to you, God, that your will be done through us, and that, God, we will walk with you in faith, and we will walk with you, God, in obedience. Bless, God, these persons who are on this Facebook, those who are on YouTube who will be watching, in the name of Jesus. We proclaim life, and we proclaim, God, that there is nothing that can separate us from your will. In Jesus' name, we give thanks. Amen. Well, as our final act of worship this morning, and I did say worship, because anytime we are in the presence of God. We never exit the presence of God. We are always in worship. We come to celebrate communion. Each week we celebrate the body and blood of Jesus Christ. He gave his life for us that we might live. One day he met in the upper room with his disciples, and he took an ordinary loaf of bread and he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." As often as you come together, do what you do in communion in remembrance of me. With the breaking of bread, let's eat together. With an ordinary cup, He said that this is my blood that is, will be poured out for you. The blood of Christ washes, it redeems, it sets us free. This cup is the new covenant, his blood, which has been poured out for us. Take the cup. Let's drink together. Well, praise God for you. Again, we are grateful. Sister Yamaya and I are honored that you have chosen to join us this morning, Wildwood Christian Church. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to be a part of the Wildwood Church. You know, you can do it virtually. You don't have to be in the building. We are the building. We are the church. We don't have to be in a particular place. But if Wildwood is a place that you believe that can bless you, and it has blessed you since we have been out, you've been watching, and you said, I want to check this church out when the church opens back up, then I want to go and see what it's about. You are welcome to come. The kingdom of God is for you, and we are just vessels that are trying to be obedient to the word of God. As I said in the message, we don't always get it right. None of us are perfect, but we can reach that place with God when we walk in his footsteps. I pray that you will have a blessed week. I pray that all that God desires to do in you and through you, you will be obedient, that you would receive it. Remember, God is with you. And even though the in-between stuff will come, you are still valuable to God, and that your treasure is on the inside and is ready to come forth and be a blessing to someone else. Your eternal reward is with the Father. Be faithful thou unto death. And the word of God says, and he shall give you the crown of life. God bless you, my friends. I'll see you again soon. Have a fantastic day in the Lord. Bye-bye.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me, cause all
one more time. ground sink. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Leave my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.